And welcome back to today's PM Sports Page. It's now time to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Columbus Community Senior Football Player Tucker Bright. Tucker, thanks for coming on this week. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, Tucker, before we dive into the season and look back at last Friday's game, the opener for your team, it's your senior year. Tucker, can you believe it already?
No, it's kind of crazy, honestly.
Always is, man. Let's dive into the first game of the season on Friday. Unfortunately, fell to Cardinal, but in game number one, offensively put up some very promising numbers and something you can work with moving forward. So what do you think the offense did well Friday?
I seen a lot of great movement towards our offense. I mean, we all stayed together and it was one team like the whole time. And we kept what we wanted and we stayed solid the whole game. I really didn't give up on our offense. And, yeah.
You know, you're the wingback this year for the Wildcats. You had a nice day, three receptions, 116 yards. You also had a rushing touchdown in there as well. How do you think you have improved from the offensive side last year in your junior campaign to now?
Just new coaches, new staff. I mean, they help you out a lot. Coming into my senior year, getting told that there's a new coach, that I knew the guy that was coming in and I knew what he expected, and he likes high expectations towards people that he knows and knows who can do better.
What type of role offensively do you expect to take on this year for the Wildcats?
A big one. I'd like to be one of the big top guy leaders of the offense side.
And as for defensively, you know, last year you were a leading tackler for the group. This year going to be right up there as well. How do you think you've improved on the defensive side since last season?
Between me and Will, we always go back and forth on each other at school and how about things, but with me and Will at middle linebacker, it's going to be crazy because we're going to be up there in tackles, and I hope it's a good year for both of us as going into seniors.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of the old adage of coach's speech of week one to week two, you want to see a lot of progress. You've had a couple days in practice now. How do you think the Wildcats have improved these last couple days and hope to improve as we move to game two?
We try to improve every day. One of our mottos is get stronger, get better, move on. And right now, since it's still hot, we got to take our time and get water breaks in. But after that, we just go, and as a team, it's nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Well, you alluded to it earlier. You have a new coaching staff led by head coach Dave Lekwa. Here in your senior campaign, how has that transition been for you and all the players adjusting to this new system that Coach Lekwa brings?
We all love it. It's amazing how well our offense changed from our old coaches to the new offense that we run with Coach Lekwa. And it's just the game changer from last year to this year. We look way better this year than we ever did last year.
How would you describe yourself as a leader? What type of leadership role are you taking on this year for the team?
Being one of the team captains, it's always good to sit there and look at every single one of your players or one of your teammates and just help them out and motivate them. Whether it's a game or just practice, it's good to keep them on track and not let them get distracted by something or let them get down by something they did wrong.
Mm-hmm. You look for win number one this Friday. You're going to face off with the Wiseau Muscatine, you know, an area school, a team you know very well. What are a few keys for your team Friday night if you're going to come out with a victory?
Just stay positive with each other and don't let anything distract us from what could go wrong. Let's just stay on the positive side and not go wrong on the bad side with L&M.
Mm-hmm. And what did the coaches, what does everyone know about Wiseau Muscatine and the challenge that they'll bring?
The only challenge I could think is their top senior, which he was good last year just as a junior, just like we all were, but I think we could get this one in the bag.
Mm-hmm. A couple fun questions here for you, Tucker. Who's your NFL team?
The Bears.
All right. Who's your favorite player?
Mac, for sure.
All right. Do you have a football role model in general that maybe you try and mirror your game after?
Just my family. Going back and watching them, it's one of the things that I always watch for. Like, my brother, I always try to be better than him, especially my dad, because he always talks about how good he was during football, but I try to outdo him, so.
Right on. Well, last question before I let you go here, Tucker. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
I take it seriously. I mean, it's good to be stretched out right before, get your blood pumping, and we always try to get a sweat broke right before. Before anything we do, that way when we go out to the game, we're already sweating and we're ready to go.
Well, Tucker, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it, and best of luck Friday.
Thank you.
That's Tucker Bright, a senior on this year's Columbus Community Football team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. We'll take one final break and close things out on today's show right after this on EWFM KCII.